Good day, my friends. Welcome to The Remarkable Man Show, the show to inspire men to live remarkable lives. I'm your host, Dwayne Klassen, and I'm so glad you're here today. So please pay it forward by subscribing, liking, commenting on iTunes, Stitcher, or any of the other 12 platforms that we're on. You can also watch the video version on YouTube. And while you're there, smash that like button, hit the bell notifications, and share the show with a couple of friends you know that could benefit. The world needs remarkable men. Take a stand for your life and be one of them. Okay, my friends, we're talking about the power of letting go. Let's go. Gentlemen, the world needs remarkable men. This is your time and this is your show. I'm your host, Dwayne Klassen, and welcome to The Remarkable Man Show. Yes, this is your time and this is your show. Welcome to The Remarkable Man Show. We're talking today about the power of letting go. And this is something that for a lot of men is incredibly counterintuitive, myself included. I've had a very difficult time letting go of the way things are supposed to be. Yeah, there's an attachment that we have to the way things are supposed to unfold. And when that doesn't happen, what do we typically do? We will typically dive deeper. We will push harder. And you know, over the last few years, the whole idea of hustling and grinding has been a part of our manly or human experience, especially when it comes to the entrepreneur journey. But how is that working for you? In a lot of ways, you know, there are times when all that work, which is ego-driven, has a payoff and there is results. You might get the sales, you might get the goal, you might get the achievement that you achieve. But in a lot of ways, that will be short-lived simply because of the methodology of how you got there. Yeah, you had to grind. You had to push to get the results you wanted. And at the end of the day, are you fulfilled? Are you happy with those results? And I know a lot of people that get to a certain level that they end up plateauing their success, and it goes virtually nowhere after that. And then the whole answer becomes, I'm not doing enough. I'm not pushing hard enough to make things happen. And this is where I would get caught up in that rat race. I'm not doing enough. I'm not getting the results I want. So I got to do more. I got to keep on pushing. But the reality is, it's absolutely predicated on the vibration that I'm putting out there. And that in itself is a tough one to wrap your head around. What do you mean the vibration I'm putting out there? This is what I'm supposed to do. This is how it's supposed to be. And it's only not working because I'm not doing enough. And right now, a lot of people that are out there that have a brand, it is a hamster wheel, where you're constantly having to show up on social media, constantly having to post. And if you're not doing 3 to 5 posts a day, you're not doing enough. You've got to have exposure. You've got to be seen. If they don't know you're out there, how are they going to find you? That's what we're conditioned with. That's the story. And anything outside of that story is not being responsible for your reality. But I'm here to tell you there's a different way. And this is the way that I went into kicking and screaming, because it was so polar to the way I was conditioned. Because I could not let go of the story that it had to be hard. That's right. And I want you to look at your story around your circumstances right now. Whether you're in business or you're an employee, you've got a career, it could be in your relationship dynamics. It could be in your finances. It could be in your health. Pick an area where you're struggling right now. is there a story wrapped around it? And chances are it is a story. And this brings us to the meaning that we give to the story. Everything that we do, we attach a meaning to it. And that meaning will reflect back our experience. And I've attached the hardship and difficulty and struggle as the meaning of what the entrepreneurial journey is really about. And I would have these fits and starts. I would have these great successes and epic failures. And so this became a way of being. And in order for that to end, and in order for that to change, so that I could have a modicum of freedom or happiness, the story is going to have to change somewhere. And the meaning that I give to that story has to change as well. What if it can be easy? What if it could be ease and grace through the process of getting that which you desire? What if the meaning that we attach to it is something where you just let go and let God? Whatever you subscribe to could be the universe, could be energy, could be source, whatever fits the description of where this energy resides and how you exist within it. That teamwork, you know, let it go and allow this energy, this source, to be the attraction magnet that you want to be able to manifest the things, the experiences, the feelings you want in your life. It can be easy. And I have had experiences where letting go has allowed a new experience to come into my life. Now, there are moments where I am not even conscious of it, but it happens. And there is a meaning that I would give to that. And because I would allow it to be easy, that's how it showed up. So where in your life right now can you let go and just allow it to show up the way it's supposed to? Now, I know a lot of men could be hearing this and going, yeah, but that's just not being responsible. And I get it. That was one of my stories that I had. It's not being responsible. And there are moments, even in the present moment, when I want to let go and allow source to provide. That just seems so foolish at times. It doesn't have any foothold in the rational experience. Hey, you know, it is just kind of a woo-woo idea. And a lot of men are wired that way, where it is irresponsible to take the foot off the gas. You want more, you push harder. You want more, you got to grind. You want more, you get up at 5 a.m. and you don't go to bed till 11. You've got to be crushing it at all costs. Now, I get it. There are times when passion can play a lead role in that. And when you're passionate about something, hey, crushing it, that's great, because you are doing your heart's desire. You are doing your mission to the degree that you are pushing it out there.
Friends, I'm just chiming in here quick to give you a heads up. It's the Remarkable Man Inner Circle 90-Day Coaching Program. Do you feel like you've lost some of your edge? Are you frustrated in your relationship or your dating? Are you doing the lone wolf thing and you wish you had a brotherhood that truly had your back? Do you want an accountability system to help encourage you and kick your butt when you need it. In this 90-day program, you'll utilize powerful accountability tools, clear unconscious programs that hold you back, and the system to help you go from the man you are now to discovering the remarkable man you want to be. I only have a limited number of spots available. Go to dwayneklassen.com/MR coaching program to register now. As well, get your free copy of my groundbreaking book, The Remarkable Man, Champions to Women, Heroes to Children, and Brothers to Each Other. Get your free PDF copy today at dwayneklassen.com.
And that's great. What I'm referring to is when you're hitting your head against the wall and nothing's working, nothing's going your way. It just feels like you're just doing all of this doing and it's not resulting in any kind of positive feedback or results from perhaps new clients, or your clients aren't getting results, or the product is failing, or the product isn't attractive, whatever that is. What I want to challenge you to do is bring more fun and just this sense of everything is going to be okay. Know that your product and service is amazing. And maybe there's an energy shift that you need to have before you put out the next piece of marketing. You know, is an alignment with a value of service and giving, of raising someone's vibration, being of service to them at a higher level? Is it fun? Is it engaging? Is it intriguing? All these pieces. Could it be this is the direction you need to go in order to be an attraction magnet? So deep into that, you know, maybe you are taking things too seriously. Maybe you're trying to be someone that you're not. And maybe that's how it's landing out there in the real world. So maybe it is time to let go of the way you think things are supposed to be and allow for the source to give you a new brand, a new packaging, a new way of showing up, one that's more conducive to who you truly are. And that might require you to tap into what that is. Maybe you're playing by someone else's playbook, that this is how they're doing it, so this is how I've got to do it too. I got to show up in this way, or I've got to wear these clothes, or wear my hair this way, or start off my show or my podcast or my video, whatever it is. It's got to be this way because that's how the gurus are doing it, or this is how my mentors are doing it. But if it's not working, if it's not in alignment with who you truly are, then break free of the mold. Create one for yourself. Have the courage to deepen into who and what your personal brand really is all about. And unpack that. And I guarantee you, the more real you get, the more raw you get, the more transparent you get, the more that lands, the more that feels genuine. And people can attach their star to that. It is so important at this stage that you truly let go of the way you think things are supposed to be and allow another way to show up. Because if you're so rigid in the way it has to be, that's it. No other avenue, no other possibility can possibly show up. But when you let go and let God, man, this is where the miracles come from. This is where possibility opens up. And you might be going, wow, I had no idea that that was the way it was going to be. I had no idea. And I guarantee you, when you do this, it will feel great. It will feel effortless. It will feel like, why haven't I done this before? Huh. Wow. It's like pressing that big easy button on the desk. Boom. That was easy. Because it can be. But you have to let go of the story that it can't be. And that's a big thing for men. You know, that stubborn male pride and ego. And we can get so rigid and myopic in our view of how things are supposed to be. But once we take the blinders off and allow for our visual awareness to open up, to see what's out there, to see what other methodologies that we can apply are available, holy crap. It's pretty cool the way things show up, the way they do. And I'm recognizing that in my career path, in my coaching, in my brand, and how things are shifting and changing, and what's opening up to me because of it. Yeah. So that's my challenge for you today, gentlemen. The power of letting go could truly and possibly save your life. It could save your relationship. It can save your business. It can really enliven a part of you that you thought was dead. It could bring more joy and happiness into your life. Just let go of the story that it's irresponsible to let go. I'm not saying you have to let go forever, but let go in the moment. Go be in nature. Go for a walk. Let the sun shine on your face. Play with your kids. Have a wonderful coffee with your beloved if you can. You know, shake things up a bit. Do something different. If you love road trips, then get in your car and go for a drive. Take your briefcase or your laptop to a wonderful country inn and do your work from there. Get creative in a space that truly inspires you rather than sitting in the office or staying at home and doing the things you habitually do. Shake it up. Find inspiration from unknown and sources that are just popping up. Just allow that to happen. Once you do this, brother, and let go and attach a new meaning to what the power of letting go represents, then you'll see it as a place where it could possibly be the freedom that you're looking for. All right, I hope this is of value to you. If it was, please like, share, comment on it. I would love to hear your thoughts and feedback. And of course, gentlemen, if you want to do a deeper dive, connect with me. Let's set up your discovery call. Let's get on Zoom and talk about where you want to have your next breakthrough. Because, brother, perhaps letting go is about you reaching out for help in the areas that matter most to you. Let's get on a discovery call and let's explore what's possible. All right, brothers, be good. Enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, you're not alone on the journey. I've got your back. Have the best day. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to The Remarkable Man Show. If you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to theremarkablemanshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and YouTube for the video version. Now get out there and be remarkable.